This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The Democratic candidate for the House seat that he has held until the end of this year was unseated in the primary by Andrea Romero, who was the executive director of the Regional Coalition of Llano Communities. Was because she quit under a cloud of having misused funds for travel, which included tickets to a baseball game and alcohol, along with high-dollar meals. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The results of an independent audit were released last Friday, and it said Romero made after-the-fact changes to correct deficiencies in travel and expense reimbursements. The audit, 38 pages, was done by Adams and Crow from Albuquerque and was commissioned by Los Alamos County and closely followed one by the state auditor that said there was $50,000 in improper payments made to Andrea Romero Consulting, members of the coalition, and third parties since 2014. $26,000 of that went to Romero's consulting practice. Romero won the primary election in June after Carl Trujillo, the incumbent, was accused of inappropriately touching and harassing a lobbyist. Since there is no Republican challenger for House District 46, once held by Ben Lujan, it will come down to Romero and write-in Democratic candidate Heather Nordquist. More after this. There hasn't so far been much fallout from either the Democrats or the Republicans. House Speaker Brian Egoff did say that he continued to support Romero because she, as the audit he says showed, tried to correct the errors while she was executive director of the coalition. According to the Albuquerque Journal, the Adams Crow audit states that many reimbursements did not have the prior approval of the RCLC board, and the coalition violated the state per diem and mileage act, the audit act, and the anti-donation clause of the state constitution. They did say that while they didn't find anyone who admitted to intentionally trying to defraud the coalition, the corrective efforts may have been an effort to mislead others or cover up the problems. There's apparently more information to review, so the issue hasn't yet been completely put to bed. The Adams and Crow investigative audit was specifically to try and find out if, one, there were any laws broken, they say yes, whether the violations were done with management knowledge, again yes, and third, whether there were efforts to conceal or cover up the misconduct, maybe. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
This appears to be another case of a public official not following the rules that affect public money. Whether Andrea Romero planned to improperly and perhaps illegally spend the money wasn't established. They did say that there was the appearance that they tried to fix the improper spending after the fact, and that never looks good. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.